The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, August 4th. Day 5 of training camp was a very hot day as the Texans were in full pads at practice for the first time. Coach Gary Kubiak said he was not happy with the effort of the morning practice.
Come out here every day, you want every guy healthy. And the key to staying healthy is keeping people off the ground and practicing fast. And we didn't do that today. We're sloppy as a football team.
What else was sloppy?
Everything was. We weren't very good today, Mark. Not very good. We didn't get better today.
How about Jacques Reed?
I don't know. Don't know neither with him. Got tangled up on a pass route. We'll send him in. We'll get an x-ray. We'll see. I'll have an answer for you guys this afternoon.
Gary, with Chris White and Caldwell, are they the other guys?
Yeah, obviously. And Brazel can move over and play some center, too. But, it's going to create a bunch of reps for those guys right now. And they're going to have to step to the plate and do a good job, assuming that Chris may miss some time. So we'll see.
With Chester's situation also, does that change what you can do in terms of moving guys around at all?
No, it makes you move guys around more is what it does. So it creates opportunities for people to show whether or not they can play in this league. And, we got a lot of work to do, so we got some juggling to do as a coaching staff so we can keep working.
Is there anything you like today?
Nope, didn't like much at all, Mark. Wasn't very good.
Was this the sloppiest day?
Yeah, very, very poor. You know, we're at a crossroads as a team. We're 5 days deep in this. We got to decide how good we want to be. We weren't very good today.
How the team's going to bounce back after a bad workout.
Yeah, the key is how you find people with leadership step up and stop practices like that. We got to find them.
Okay. Gary, had Caldwell been doing both guard and center?
Yeah, he's doing both. He's practicing at both.
We also caught up with rookie cornerback Glover Quinn to discuss his leg injury. Can you tell us a little bit about your injury?
I think I just got a nice little bruise on the in a bad area, and it's getting a lot better. And working with the training staff, and I should be back out there pretty soon.
So how comfortable are you feeling in training camp so far?
I was feeling real good. I was feeling great. Thought I had got up to a decent start, and I was continuing trying to work to get better and had a little speed bump. And so now I'm just trying to work through this and get back out there and continue to work and get ready for Kansas City.
How soon did they tell you you'll be able to start again?
We just day-to-day right now. They came out here this morning and tried it out. It was still a little tender, still a little sore, and so pretty sure we'll go in, get some treatment, and try it out again, and whenever I can go, I'll be back out there.
So what's keeping you motivated during training camp?
Just me as a player. I mean, it's just me wanting to be the best. I just want to keep working, and, I mean, regardless if I get hurt, I still want to try to work on something, whether it's just studying or, getting mental reps or just doing something because, I mean, that's my job. And so that's what I do. And, I mean, it's training camp. It's hard. It's hot. I mean, everybody's tired. And, I mean, it takes a mental toughness to fight through it. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. Before we go, I'd like to remind you the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Never